Okay, now we're going to take a very quick look at one of the chapters of the volume again, volume one. And it's the one that talks about that hidden mystery. Now in Colossians chapter 1, verse 26, there's a scripture that says, "Even the mystery which has been hid for ages and generations, and has it been manifested to the saints." So now, what is this mystery that we're talking about, that the scripture is talking about? Well, glimpses started in fact, back in the days of Adam and Eve after they sinned. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God made a prophecy. Some say it's just glimpses of a prophecy, it's just hints of what's going to happen. When he was talking to Satan, to the serpent, he said, "I will put enmity between you, between thee and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." So here's a mention of a seed who's going to come some stage and crush the head of the serpent. So that sort of gives a hint that maybe this cause of the trouble is going to go. Well, it is. But it was sort of very, very, very brief. Anyway, time went by. Adam had children. He thought that his children, one of them is going to be that seed. Of course, it didn't happen. He got murdered. He had more children. Then he passed away. His children passed away. And then the world got so corrupted. That first world that Brother Jolly talked about got so corrupted by these angels that came to earth. And it becomes so bad that God had to essentially destroy it, which he did in the days of Noah. And Noah and his family were the only survivors. So what happened to that promise? Well, there was nothing much mentioned about, not until 2,000 years after that first glimpse of prophecy, when God called Abraham, and now he made a covenant with him. In Genesis 22:16, "And said, by myself have I sworn, said Yahweh, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand of the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of enemy. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." So here we are now, that seed coming up again, and now it's in the form of a covenant, a sworn oath covenant, that God is not going to back down off. So now this was to come through Abraham. Okay, so here we are. We're getting very close to it. Still a mystery who this seed is. So Isaac came, thought he was maybe the seed. Well, he wasn't. He passed away. Jacob came. He died. No promised seed. The nation of Israel was formed. And as we know the story, Moses has rescued them from Egypt. Could they be the seed? Could they be that group of people that can make up the seed? Well, they started off small, and they reached their pinnacle in the days of David and Solomon. And so things started to look promising, that nation is going to maybe conquer the world and rule the world. Maybe that is the seed. But due to sin, Solomon sinned real bad. The nation was broken up and ended up being sent in desolation. And then when they came back, they were basically tributary to other nations. So much for the nation of Israel being the seed that's going to crush Satan. However, the promise of a seed or a savior, Messiah, was still there and strong. New prophecies started to be uttered by Daniel, pointing to the appearance of this seed in the future. Well, finally, Jesus was born, and he was looked up as that Savior. They thought, here he is, he has come. It was a miraculous birth. Well, what happened? Well, he grew up, He started to preach, and things looked promising. But then he was misunderstood. And eventually he was killed by his own people. Even his disciples abandoned him. And hopes were dashed again. Soon after that, lo and behold, he was resurrected. And hopes revived again. So, we see that after that at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was sent. And then the mystery started to take shape. It was still a mystery. In Colossians chapter 1:27, it says, to whom God was pleased to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentile, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, Christ in you. Now the mystery is starting to develop. The seed consisted of the head, Jesus, and the church, his body. Colossians 1:18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Galatians 3:28, it says, there can be neither Jew nor Greek, there can be neither bond man nor free, there can be no male or female, for you are all one man in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to a promise. So we see that Abraham's seed was, or is, the Christ, Jesus, and his church. And we understand that to be the 144,000. It is also called the Israel of God in Galatians chapter 6, verse 16. And once completed, it will be the means that God will use to bring restitution to the world of mankind in the very near future. I'm going to leave it at that because we've run out of time. So there's a brief snapshot of the mystery of God. Thank you.